Well, we've covered a lot of ground, and this really is the, the real meat of C. This is the hard stuff, and I hope that this presentation has clarified some of these difficult issues. But in summary, a pointer can refer to any C type, and there are two basic categories of types. There are data types, and there are function types, and we have seen pointers to both. Remember that when you use an array, that the use of that name really becomes a reference to the first element in the array. In other words, for example, when you pass an array name as a parameter to a function, what really gets passed is a pointer to the first element. The key exception to this behavior is when you use size of in a context where the array has been declared. And in that case, you'll get the size of the full array in bytes. Const can modify a pointer, but it can also modify what it is pointing to, what the pointer is actually referring to. And you have that leeway. Sometimes you want to declare a pointer as pointing to something that itself is const, therefore you cannot change the contents through the pointer. Sometimes you want to declare the pointer itself as const and not what is being referred to. But the former is the more likely case. You usually declare a pointer to const. The idea of a void star allows us to have generic behavior. We can declare functions as we can declare functions as having arguments, which are just generic pointers. And then it's not until we get inside of those functions where we interpret them properly. And as you saw, the main application of that is a callback. We passed a function to qsort, and qsort has no knowledge whatsoever of the things we're pointing to other than what we tell it. It's the function we gave it that did the important work. Also, we saw that you can use pointers to functions to use them as arguments to other functions, and that's basically what we did with our compare function to qsort. But also you can have, for example, an array of functions to pointers and use an index into that array, and that's pretty handy sometimes too. And then the last thing we talked about is that incomplete types support total information hiding. We can even keep secret from our users the very layout of our structs.